From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The United States is requiring Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and an annex building in Washington and another in New York City, the State Department announced today. This comes in response to the Kremlin's decision to shrink the U.S. diplomatic mission in Russia. Last month, Moscow ordered the U.S. to cut its diplomatic and technical staff in Russia by more than half after Congress approved new sanctions against Russia. Quote, "We believe this action it was unwarranted and detrimental to the overall relationship between our countries," State Department spokesman Heather Nauert said in a statement. The State Department has set September 2nd as the deadline for shuttering the buildings. Explosions are being reported at a Houston-area chemical plant that lost power after flooding from Hurricane Harvey. The Houston Chronicle reports two explosions and black smoke coming from the Arkema plant in Crosby, Texas. That's near Houston. A spokeswoman for the plant said late Wednesday that the flooded facility had lost power amid Harvey flooding, leaving it without refrigeration for chemicals that become volatile as temperatures rise. Meanwhile, thousands of people have been rescued from the raging floods from Houston, with countless others waiting help. Houston's Mayor Sylvester Turner applauded the federal assistance while urging others to keep the plight of the storm's victims a top priority.
We all have to operate with a strong sense of urgency, not just at the beginning, but all the way through to the end. People are not just going to assess and evaluate us on how we started. People are going to evaluate us on how we ended this.
The damage from the hurricane is expected to amount into the tens of billions. This is VOA. President